This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. Former Lieutenant Governor Valerie Davidson has stepped into another leadership role, becoming the first female president of Alaska Pacific University. As Alaska Pacific University's president-elect, Nugagaluk Valerie Davidson continues to stay quite busy before she officially takes office. The former lieutenant governor works with outgoing university president Bob Anders to transition into the role. And the ongoing coronavirus pandemic has created some challenges.
This is my first week on the job, and I am actually telecommuting from home.
Davidson spoke by phone on March 26, a couple of days after Alaska Pacific University made the announcement. As an early defense to mitigate the spread of illness in mid-March, the university temporarily shut down in-person classes and has moved many of them to online courses.
It is also a really eye-opening experience for us as staff to experience the online experience simultaneous with our students, because it gives us a clearer idea of the challenges that they are experiencing, which allows us to be, I think, a little more agile in our decision-making when a student raises an issue that they're having a challenge.
The university president-elect says distance learning and a devoted faculty and staff are helping students receive their education online for the time being. She shares her optimism for the university and the state to answer the challenges ahead when facing COVID-19.
While I know that we may be in an unusual time, we're going to get through this. And while we may be in uncertain times, we are not uncertain people. And we can do this.
Davidson has a long history of working in healthcare services. She worked in healthcare for 20 years, and in 2014, then-Governor Bill Walker chose her to lead Alaska's Department of Health and Social Services.
A lot of folks were wondering, why is a healthcare person interested in being president of the Alaska Pacific University? And a lot of folks were surprised to know that I'm actually an education person who learned how to do healthcare.
Davidson says she's been fascinated by education ever since she was 4 years old. Her career actually began in early childhood education.
And as my career transitioned into healthcare, I've always been mindful that education really is the key to addressing many of the issues that we face today. And it's interesting that everything I've done really continues to lead me back here to my passion for education.
Davidson credits outgoing President Bob Anders with setting a solid foundation for her to continue in developing the university.
APU has really been fortunate to have Dr. Bob Anders as the university president for the last couple of years, who really brought some structure and stability, and the partnership with ANTHC also provided some financial stability to the organization.
She's referring to the partnership that the university formed with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium to help the school become a tribal university. APU is eligible for some federal funds for being a Native-serving institution, but having the designation as a tribal university will allow it to access more. With a student body of 500, half of APU's undergraduate students are Alaska Native or American Indian. She hopes to increase that percentage across the board.
Our vision is to honor Alaska's indigenous heritages while exemplifying excellence and preparing paths for our future. And APU is really uniquely positioned to address some of the challenges that Alaska faces. And we really have the opportunity to catalyze the mission, the vision, the values, our core themes, and our partnership with ANTHC to best serve Alaska.
Meanwhile, Anders is set to return to patient care and in community health education in the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, according to Indian Country Today. Davidson begins serving as university president officially on April 25th. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.